What?
And yes,
a sixth grader.
And how does that affect their life? That is just, there is no life, you know.
It robs them entirely of their childhood. And it can be, you know, teen pregnancy. It's one of those things that I work with teen parents.
That's not even a teen pregnancy.
No, it's a tween pregnancy, and sadly.
But here's the thing: what is bringing it on like that? What is changing girls' biology? I mean, you probably don't know, but I mean, it is a good question. What is changing their biology?
They're trying to figure that out, and they're studying it right now. You know, part of it is just that we have better nutrition. You know, we have more food readily available, so our bodies are able to develop earlier. But a lot of it, they think, goes back to the chemicals, all the chemicals in the foods that we eat, mm-hmm. the products that we use, things
the water.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Not here in the Turkey Meadows, though. The water's good. Let me throw that in. But yeah, there's something.
Where did that come from?
You don't need to know.
Did you invest in the water company or something?
I have a water man, okay?
Okay,
all right. So programs for mm-hmm. parents, I think, are very important.
Yes, we do actually have a program at Planned Parenthood called Parents Talk, where parents, we've done it for, you know, like PTAs or something like that will call us up, or groups of parents, or even church groups have called us before. We can go in and we can talk about, you know, sort of what is normal sexual development as in correlation with what is adolescent development. And so what a child can understand at different stages of their adolescence, from early adolescence on up through.
That the PTA and the mm-hmm. and the schools could set that up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we are available to provide that service to anybody in the community. And we even, you know, if there are parents who are just looking for some pointers or want to come in and meet with us, we even will at times be able to provide one-on-one education services where we can sit down with a youth in particular, or with a parent and a youth, or just a parent, and kind of help them bridge that communication gap to be able to talk openly about sexuality and encourage healthy decision making.
Well, I think it would be good too to get parents together so that they can, you know, like they do, mm-hmm. they need support. What are you experiencing? What has your child said? What, you know, mm-hmm. in a community, mm-hmm. because people know each other in a community. They should know each other better. But
yeah,
we're getting to that a little
more.
There's
probably no group of people in the whole world who believe in birth control more than the parents of teenagers.
Well, one would hope.
But it starts earlier than that, though. It does
start earlier. And it's a conversation that needs to start earlier, you know, is that there's so much sex is everywhere and nowhere at the same time in our culture. You know, it's not presented in a way that's realistic and honest. And so people think that it's like the movies. They think it's like TV, and not really associating the risks that are involved, the responsibility that's involved, and the potential consequences that are involved, because the way it's portrayed in our media is so unrealistic. And
I don't know. I think it's becoming a little more realistic. I mean, does art depict life, or does life depict art? But, you know, you're seeing more and more. I mean, all mm-hmm. these programs that kids watch, it's all becoming more real, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately. You know, kids are acting out what they're seeing, I think.
But there is some missing realism. You don't see anybody. There's sex all over on television, but nobody ever catches a disease, do they?
You very rarely do you see sexually transmitted infections or unplanned pregnancies. And usually the resolution to those issues is sort of swept
right.
under the carpet in terms of television shows.
Crazy stuff.
Of course, how do you work that into a sitcom, right?
Yeah, and how do you laugh about it?
Half an hour.
Well, I think Planned Parenthood does a lot of great things for all communities. I'm very happy to have you on, Erin. I appreciate you coming. You come back again, too, okay? We
Absolutely.
Got legislation going through and all these weird things.
Yeah.
What about the, did you want to talk about this?
I can if you
Voices
would
change?
Like.
Voices okay, you've change got a Planned Parenthood Advocates reception coming up. It's going to be on the 30th, is it, next Thursday?
It is next Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. It's our annual Voices for Change event, and it's where we take a moment to recognize people in our community who have really contributed to working as advocates for the health of our community and to protect women's right to choose, as well as access to health care at a reasonable cost.
All right, let me ask you something, and this is one of those questions.
Uh-oh.
If legislation should make it, say the Republicans get in.
Why are you pointing at me?
Say the Republicans get in, just so I can get your attention. And now all of a sudden abortion is not what it is. It's not a woman's choice. You don't have mm-hmm. those choices. Mm-hmm. Will Planned Parenthood still have programs to help? There still will be a lot of things that Planned Parenthood can do
Absolutely.
To help.
Absolutely. I think what most people don't realize about Planned Parenthood is that as an organization, our goal is to prevent unplanned pregnancy. It is to prevent the transmission of sexually transmitted infections. It is to prevent all of the consequences that can come out of high-risk sexual behavior.
To educate.
Exactly. Yeah. We are here to educate, we are here to prevent, and we're here to try to create a healthier, more positive community.
So give us your website if someone out there is listening and go, I need to talk to them.
Well, they can just go to PlannedParenthood.org, okay. And they can, and that will direct them to the local offices. Or if, you know, anybody has questions or would like to set up an education talk or something like that, they can always go through our website, and that will lead them back to me.
And they can also find out about the mm-hmm. Voices for Change coming
yes,
up June 30th.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Erin. We appreciate you.
Anytime.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, what are we doing when we come back? Are we going to talk about your blog?
If you want.
Ooh, okay. We'll talk about his blog.
I'm
not ashamed. Sensitive material. Right here on Broadview, you're with Fox News 1270.
Live and local, Fox 1270 in the morning, weekdays at 9.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
As a proud sponsor of the Reno Rodeo, I love all the events. My favorite is when my Ram Dooley enters the arena. What a truck.
But wait till you see all the sales events going on right now at Don's Reno Dodge Store. For a limited time, the new 2011 Dodge Avenger is on sale for just $18,000 even. And if you compare the Avenger to its competition, like the Camry, you'll see we beat everybody when it comes to price and warranty coverage. Right now, a new Ram 1500 Quad Cab can be yours for just $24,000 even. Save over $10,000 off normal dealer retail. Nobody in Nevada can come close to this price. John Weir Rodeo Special. Or get 0% APR for 60 months. Plus $1,000 ally bonus. And how about this? A new Ram 2500 Cummins Diesel is rodeo sale price at only $36,000. Even save an incredible $11,000 off dealer retail. At that price, there is no comparable truck on the planet. Or get 0% APR for 60 months. Plus $1,000 ally bonus.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing, OIC, taxes, stock fees not included. Price after all rebates and factory incentives. Sample stock numbers 21512, 211198, 211898. 0% APR in lieu of rebate. Vehicle subject to prior sale.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear. We were about to head home after a bonfire, and Smokey said the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
No kidding.
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
Kidding. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fox 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview with me, JP, jpattitude.com. And also Amy's in here with us. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Jay.
We're going to talk about your Relay for Life coming up during our Better Living segment. So I hope you'll stay with us here for this.
I would love to.
All right, let's get to it. This is controversial.
I don't think it's that controversial.
I do, and I think we're going to get some phone calls, and I would like some phone calls on this. I would appreciate you calling 823-1920 with your opinion. Let me tell you what it's about. JP has on his website, jpattitude.com, he writes a blog every week. And watching Anthony Weiner's 3 weeks...
is not a blog, it's a column.
It's a blog. It's a column of blogs.
It's a column.
Watching Anthony Weiner 3 weeks refusal to resign despite woeful waves of wild word Weiner wantonness. I love that, JP. You have a flair with the pen. I keep thinking about the one person in Congress doing a worse job representing the electorate. And you go on to say, Representative Gabriel Giffords from Arizona. Do you find that controversial, Amy?
Oh, yes. Let's discuss.
Do you think that's mean?
Why hasn't she resigned, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Why hasn't she resigned? I mean, the reason this I was sensitive to this subject is, as I mentioned in the column, 20 years ago, it happened in my congressional district in Michigan.
But it wasn't after a shooting.
It was a brain tumor. He had the surgery right before the election, and he never actually was able to serve as a congressman again.
Okay, I see.
But he collected his paychecks, and his, more importantly, because I don't think either Gabriel Giffords or him had the choice in the matter. They weren't able to make those choices. The staff got to keep collecting their paychecks right up until the end, and I just don't think it's right.
Wow.
That's intense.
It's intense. I mean, but I've been thinking about it all week since I read it, and I really can't say that I don't agree with you.
You can't
disagree.
Is
she going to be well enough? Is she going to be able to come back and do? I mean, her staff right now is doing what she would be doing.
They won't let anybody meet her. They finally released a couple pictures, and she looks pretty good. She's got a smile on her face.
Mm-hmm. She does.
But they say it's a long road.
Right. It's a long road
ahead. And will she ever have the cognizance of all the information that she had before as a representative?
Know.
We don't know that.
And I'm not trying to be mean. I feel really bad for her, but I'm being mean to her staff because I think it's them that's making the decision not to resign. You can't speak. It looks like your rehabilitation is going to take years. The congressional seat does not belong to you.
Well, how much time do we give her?
Yeah.
How much time?